RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered. Kia, quality redefined.
8:37, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Darren Frehill, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well, Gavin. Now, everyone, as you know, the Morning Ireland team love their sport, and given the lack of action at the moment, we have decided to try and fill that void with a new segment. Looking forward to this. We're going to look back at memorable Irish sporting moments, the people involved, and some of the big talking points as well. So we've no live sport to talk about, but the idea here is to keep the sporting conversation going, that debate going, and hopefully keep the spirits up among us sports fans. So we're looking for you to get in touch. Let us know the moments you'd like us to revisit. We're in the process of setting up an email address for this sequence. But in the meantime, you can get in touch with myself on Twitter, at Darren Frehill is the handle there. And to get it going, to get the ball rolling, we're going to start with both, for me anyway, a great achievement, but also an equally impressive piece of sports commentary, one of my favourite ever. The year 1984, the event, the Los Angeles Olympics, the athlete was John Tracy and the commentator, the late Jimmy McGee. And on the line, a silver medal against all the odds.
And they are off. There are fast runners, there are strong runners, there are front runners, there are tacticians, there are finishers with a big kick. There's a man in the field who's 40 years old, and there's a boy in the field who's 14 years old. That's right, 14 years old, Twegba Nimbi from Liberia.
You strive all your sporting life for a moment such as the 1984 Olympic marathon.
There's John Tracy just going out of shot, but still very much in contention.
Most people will not remember that I ran the 10,000 metres before the marathon in Los Angeles. Well, to be precise, two 10,000 metres, heats in the final, finishing ninth in the final. But I believe that this disappointment drove me on in the marathon itself.
There he is now. Doffing his hat to us, John Tracy in his debut marathon, and he's right up with the best of them.
I was also going into the unknown, as I had not run a marathon before. I was a complete outsider, facing all the greats of the day. But for me, it was going to be medal or nothing.
By any standards in Irish sport, this is a marvellous performance.
Into the stadium, an Irishman and an Englishman. I knew that I could not let Charlie beat me.
John Tracy has moved away from Spedding, and Tracy is bound for the Olympic podium.
Every last ounce of energy, 67 seconds for the last 400 metres, enough for a 3-second gap.
They're going for silver, they're going for bronze. John Tracy has 100 metres to go. In the past, Ireland have won bronze medals. John Caldwell, Freddie Gilroy, Sox Byrne, Jim McCourtney Russell. They've won golds, Pat O'Callaghan twice, Bob Tizzle, Ron Delaney. They've won silvers with John McNally, Fred Teague, Wilkinson, Wilkinson. And for the 13th time, an Irish medal goes to John Tracy. The crowd stand to the Irishman from Villierstown in Waterford, the little man with a great heart.
That sense of relief, joy and satisfaction as I crossed the line, and then after, the privilege of watching the tricolour being raised in the Olympic Stadium.
And that's 13 Olympic medals for Ireland now. 4 golds, 4 silvers and 5 bronze. And for Tracy, a day he'll never forget, nor will we.
Jimmy, capture that moment and capture that story of an Irishman and an Englishman battling it out in the Olympic Stadium. But by remembering and respecting all the great Irish Olympians, he enshrined this moment into the minds of everyone. It was truly an inspirational commentary that linked the two of us together forever. Take a look.
Yes, there you go. That's the idea. All of 36 years ago. Can you believe that? Crazy. Thanks to John for doing that piece with me as well. And we have to give a mention to Gerry Kiernan. He finished ninth in that race. Sometimes gets overlooked a little bit. But that's the idea. Let's hear your moments. Get in touch with the programme and we'll do our best to dig them out. Just one or two headlines to give you before I go. An investigation underway in the UK. Jack Grealish's car found abandoned after crashing into two parked cars. A report in the Irish Independent this morning claiming payments totalling €95,000 made from the FEI to an ex-girlfriend of the former CEO, John Delaney. These are reportedly included in the Mazars report. And it looks like Tokyo is looking at a spike in the number of people being treated for coronavirus. Some members of parliament over there voicing suspicion that the numbers are rising because Japan now has no reason to hide them. That's all your sport for now.